is the Big Show.
Biggest Show coming to town this week is brought to us by the Granada Theater. Go to GranadaTheater.com. Check out their show listings. Since we'll be on Christmas vacation next week, we're going to do the list of big shows from now through the end of the year. So now through New Year's Eve. So you know which big shows are headed to town. We have six candidates. Let's roll through and we'll vote on which we think is the biggest. Donovan voting this week for Giorgio.
I'm excited.
All right, candidate number one. He actually started his Dallas shows last night at the House of Blues, performing also again tonight, the comedic stylings of Dave Chappelle.
Nobody knows what white people eat. You've been very good at keeping that secret amongst yourselves. I know what you drink. See how quiet I got? Grape juice. Surprise, motherfucker. You didn't know I knew about grape juice,
good
did you?
Lord.
Oh, don't play dumb with me. Look at what was. A lot of black people don't have the privilege of knowing about grape juice because they have grape drink. It's not the same formula that you get. Ain't no vitamins in that. You might have one of your black friends over, Todd. Todd, would you care for a glass of grape juice? What? What the f*** is juice? I want some grape drink, baby.
He's funny.
His show on Comedy Central was as brilliant as it gets.
Yeah, it was. It was a genius show.
Yeah.
You know, when I was a kid, I was confused between those two things, too. I thought that I could legitimately convince my mother. I thought I had a good argument for substituting Welch's grape for grape juice. I thought you could... Same thing. They're both grape. She didn't have any of that. She didn't go for it.
I think mine did.
Really?
Yeah, we had a lot of Welch's grape.
You know,
or is that grape juice or grape drink?
Welch's grape is grape drink.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, then Chappelle was right.
Yeah. And, you know, I noticed this, Donnie. I know you play this sometime. What stereotypes are correct?
Sure.
Which ones aren't?
Uh-huh.
I know that when I worked in a movie theater, it was so split along racial lines, it was unbelievable. Like, if a white person came up to the line, there was about 80% chance he was going to order Diet Coke. He or she. And then if a black guy came up, the Welch's was very popular.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd be right there with him.
All right, that's candidate one, Dave Chappelle, at the House of Blues tonight. Candidate two, biggest show coming to town Wednesday night at the Southside Ballroom. It's the Not So Silent Night Show featuring Train, Daughtry, OAR, Blue October, and Ingrid Michaelson.
Ingrid Michaelson, that sounds like a name we'd make up for a character.
So this is Ingrid Michaelson, and I think this is a really catchy song. You know that festival that Corby always goes to, Hangout, down on the beach in Biloxi or something?
Oh.
Gulf Shores, I don't know where it is. But anyway, they were replaying that whole show on Palladia the other night, and I watched it, and she was one of the performers at Hangout, and she did this song, and I thought, wow, this is pretty cool.
Is she hot?
She's kind of hot. She's from Sweden, I think.
Well,
not blonde, though.
What?
She's
I don't
not
understand
blonde.
The sentence you've said. Then.
I know. She's Swedish, but
does
she
not
has
compute.
Like dark hair or red hair.
So this is a... What is this? This a Christmas show?
The Not So Silent Night show.
I get it, because it's all
by,
loud and stuff.
Put on by KVIL.
It's close to Christmas.
I wonder if that makes a lot of money. I think if you do a Christmas show... It's like a New Year's show. You know, your band will make a lot more money.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder how many can fit in the Southside Ballroom. What does that hold?
I don't know.
A few thousand, maybe?
3,000?
3,
16.
It's pretty big.
No, Norm, don't
warehouse-type ballroom, right?
20.
Stop it, Norm.
You know, I'd like to pull a Train and do a Christmas show. I think that'd be cool. Get some musicians together.
And that's what they're doing.
Do some hit songs.
That's what Train is doing on Wednesday night.
What's their big hit? Drops of Jupiter and... Or is there Veronica or what is this?
Hey, Soul Sister.
Oh, that's Train
Sister.
Right there?
Yeah.
I've heard this.
Train.
I actually find this catchy. I think they're...
Yeah.
Aren't they a band you're supposed to hate, though?
Are they?
I think so.
I don't know if they're on the list.
I thought they're like the new Creed or something.
I don't celebrate their catalog.
Nickelback? I don't know.
What?
Nickelback.
All right, candidate three, biggest show coming to town, Saturday night at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie. the comedic stylings of Cedric the Entertainer.
You know, black folks don't never be no part of a mass murder. You know, that ain't our thing, to get killed with a lot of other people, you know. You know, and reason is because we learn how to run. We run, you know. And, you know, we talk a good game. But when everybody start running, bruh gonna run. Bruh ain't. If somebody got up in this room right now and took off running, about nine people be like. See, because we run, dog. We don't ask no questions why we running. We don't need to know the reason we running. It ain't. It obviously that ain't none of our business what's going on back there. So once we stop running, I will ask somebody what we was running about. See, that white folk need to know, don't they? Jesus, what's going on back there? Jesus. Oh, Jiminy, gosh darn it. Jesus. You saw us running.
He's funny.
Yes.
That's really funny.
That routine is funny, but I'm offended by the stereotypical presentation of white people.
I know. The two black comics and Vince, you know, white people.
They both imitated it.
Yeah, I know.
Not all black comics. That's not their whole entire bit.
Right. Jiminy Christmas, what's going on? What are we running from?
My God, what's make happening?
Us so unemotional and so head casey neurotic sounding. And you know, you will know that the racial divide in America is over with when no black comic ever does any racial humor.
Mm-hmm.
When it's just humor for human beings.
That's a long time from now.
Yeah.
That's a lot of their bits. Not everyone.
Right.
A lot, though. But you don't hear a white comic, you know, their first, like, black people. You don't hear a lot of them doing that.
No, you don't. Except Corby. I think he does a little bit of that.
All right. Candidate 4, biggest show coming to town this week. Sunday night at the American Airlines Center, the Christmas show presented by Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Ah. And these were all born female.
Yes.
They're F to M.
Right. They're also known as TSO. I thought that was Texas State Optical. Isn't that where you get glasses?
Yeah. So you can go listen to boring Christmas music and get glasses at the same time at this show.
Oh, my gosh. How long?
I wonder what my axis is. Is my astigmatism different? What's my diopter?
Is this good?
I think it kicks in at some point, doesn't it, Jer?
Oh. Yeah.
You're making me nervous with the music. Could you turn it down while I'm trying to read the letters?
They're listed as...
screaming.
E-C.
I think it's an R or a B. I can't tell. Doctor, could you please turn it down?
I can't think.
You can't what?
Concentrate.
Okay.
I stopped.
Okay.
They're listed as progressive rock, progressive metal, neoclassical metal. And the band was founded in 1996 by Paul O'Neill, the former Yankee great, I guess.
Wow.
Good hitter.
Paul in... And this song has always made me so nervous, and you love it, and I hate this song because
it
just sounds like some sort of caffeine shaking, you know.
No, I'm with you. I don't love this.
Oh, I thought you loved Carol of the Bells.
Huh. I think that's George.
I think someone's creeping up behind me to hit me or something. It's when something in an action movie is about to happen, they play this music.
You're seeing the shadow of Jack the Ripper being shown up on a building as he's walking into the light.
Yeah, this song is always ramping up.
Mm-hmm.
It, like, never gives you a break, except this part.
Nervousing.
All right, Candidate 5, biggest show coming to town this week.
It's Jason.
A-S-O.
This will be the Friday night after Christmas, Friday the 26th at Billy Bob's. Too bad George isn't here, because this candidate is the Randy Rogers Band. Now, Donovan, you're filling in for George, but there is no way that you could duplicate or replicate his passion for this band.
No, I am not.
Looks like you did there, Donovan. Donovan just replicated the passion.
I'm not a country music listener, but not saying that it's bad.
Right.
I just don't listen to it.
I mean, you kind of are, but...
And don't like it. Not saying it's bad.
See, I think that here's my own line of racial humor that I got from Corby. I think that black people listen to country music and think it all sounds the same.
They're right. Yeah, I think so. And I think you guys will listen to some hip-hop and say it all sounds the same.
Right.
So it's just, I think it's things you don't like or understand. Oh, it's just all the same mumbo-jumbo. No, I get it. There are some catchy country tunes.
But I have breaking news for black people.
And I can't name one of them.
You're correct. All country music kind of sounds the same.
I don't disagree with that.
All right, and finally, Candidate 6, biggest show coming to town this week. This will be New Year's Eve, Wednesday the 31st of December, up at the Windstar in Thackerville. It's John Legend.
What if his mom had married a guy later whose name was In His Own Mind? That'd be a weird surname.
Be really weird.
And he hybridized it.
He is married to the incredibly hot and Tickets own Chrissy Teigen, the supermodel that we've had on Super Bowl twice.
Yeah,
she's
so
great.
She was really fun to follow on Twitter, too. She would get into it with people and say stuff that was controversial.
Yeah.
But she's not the one I made cry, right?
No, that was Marissa Miller.
Oh.
She was a piece of work. Yeah.
I have a word to describe John Legend. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Snoring sound.
Whoa. Really? Okay.
John Legend, very famously insulted by Mike Reiner at one point.
That's right.
My wife loves him. And I could give one blank. Does nothing for me.
Yeah, doesn't do too much for me either. He's supposed to be a good piano player, right?
Mm-hmm. All right, let's
But he should be on the list.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's a big name.
Yeah, he's a legend.
Let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week. Is it candidate number one tonight at the House of Blues, Dave Chappelle? Candidate two Wednesday at the Southside Ballroom, Not So Silent Night, featuring Train, Daughtry, and Ingrid Michaelson. Candidate three, Saturday at Verizon, Cedric the Entertainer. Candidate four, Sunday at the American Airlines Center, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Candidate five, Friday the 26th at Billy Bob's, the Randy Rogers Band. Or candidate six, New Year's Eve at Windstar John Legend. Donovan.
This is going to be an upset, and I am filling in for George.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to put my vote for Cedric the Entertainer.
All right. Gordo.
Well, Paul tweeted a great description of Trans-Siberian Orchestra. He said it's Christmas with a sense of urgency. I think that's a pretty good description of that song. I think that I'm going to vote for Dave Chappelle. I think he was a cultural mover, you
all
know,
right,
that he moved the culture.
Justin. Is that what that means?
Yeah, that's the way I'm going to define it.
I didn't know.
Justin voting for Sean.
I got to go Dave Chappelle.
Thank
all
you.
All right. Jeremy?
Dave Chappelle.
Fernando.
The legend.
Just following Gordon.
John Legend. I am going to vote for Dave Chappelle as well.
Oh, just following Gordon.
So 4 votes to 1 to 1. Dave Chappelle continuing his
act
tonight at the House of Blues.